I am learning how to do things on my own, by myself, for myself. It's usually not easy. For months now, I haven't had an office space. I work on the couch, and I haven't liked it, but I haven't changed it. I've complained about it, but I didn't do anything about it, and I've taken that approach in other areas of my life, too, and it's not exactly effective. But anyways, last weekend, I decided to stop being unhappy about that workspace and do something about it. I found this gorgeous 7-foot-long solid wood dining table on clearance. Perfect. Of course, they measured my car. Won't fit. And I made other arrangements for help, but they fell through. Now, at this point, there are a number of big legitimate barriers. It's a huge, heavy table, and it won't fit in my car. I don't have anybody to help. I can't move it alone. It's snowing. The stairs in my place are steep, and there's also a sharp 90-degree turn to navigate. All very real, very true, valid barriers. But I decided to find a way. Anyway, what can I do? That's always my question. What can I do? Because the list of what I thought I couldn't do was long. I can fit the legs in my car. I can get the two legs here. They're heavy, but I can do it. So I drove to the store and I loaded up the legs of the table. You can see a picture of them in the blog post. I carried them up the steep stairs one at a time by myself. What else can I do? Instead of seeing everything that was a challenge, what else can I do? I drove back to the store. I asked the guy to help me find a way to fit that 7-foot solid wood table in my car. And he did. We laid down the back seats. We moved the front seats up. We tied that bad boy down with the tailgate still open. We won't get into how I talked to the table the entire drive home, encouraging it to not fly out of the back of the car. He asked me how I'd get it out of the car by myself. I said, I'll figure it out. One thing at a time. Just get it home without it flying out of the back of the car. And I did. I even got it out of the car by myself in the snow without killing myself or putting any holes in the wall. And it was hard, and I cried. I was both frustrated and proud at the same time, and I got that damn 7-foot-tall solid wood table up the stairs by myself. That thing I thought I couldn't do, that everybody else said I couldn't do, that I almost didn't even try to do because logic told me it wasn't possible, I did it. I had to pause at the top of the stairs to catch my breath and appreciate the miracle of getting it up the stairs before attempting the 90-degree turn up a few more stairs. It's solid wood. Did I say that? And it's heavy. Once I made it to the living room, by some miracle, I slid it onto the floor and hoisted those legs on top of it. I screwed in the bolts by hand with this small wrench that the furniture store man had given me because I don't have tools on my own. I have scissors and knives. But I couldn't get the last one to go in. It's always the last one, right? And I got pissed, legit pissed. And I took a few deep breaths and I said about a dozen curse words. And then I unscrewed all of them and started over. But I did it. Then, by some miracle, I hoisted the table on its side. And again, there's pictures of this entire crazy process on the blog. And then I realized after all that, it might be too big and too heavy to get it upright by myself. And I thought, damn it, no, I can't get this far and then get stuck on the last friggin' step. I'll find a way. So I sat down on the floor and I took a few more deep breaths and I just said, I'm going for it. I'm gonna harness all of my mental strength, all of my physical strength. And I did it. I got it upright without putting any holes in the floor or the wall and without breaking any bones. I thought a finger or a toe might be sacrificed, but nope, I did it. And guys, this isn't about a table. And it's not even about being an independent woman either, right? It's about deciding that the only limits on you are the ones you accept. Hear me. You can do so much more than you think you can. I need you to understand something. Sometimes the barriers are very real, right? I'm not suggesting that you're complaining or making it up, but real barriers can be overcome when you decide to keep going anyway. When you start fighting for your highest potential, you can do it. What can you do today to make yourself proud? I love this quote from Thomas Edison that says, "When you've exhausted all possibilities, remember this, you haven't. I want to help you do this because I know it's not easy. I want to help you find other ways. I want to help you overcome the excuses, whether they're real or not. And one of the ways I want to do that, I'm hosting this free webinar series next week, December 13th and 14th. It's a two-part webinar series. It's at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can register primalpotential.com/December. And there's also a link to it in the blog post. I want to help you with this so we can do this together. We can create this strength together. We can team up on this and make it easier. I'd love to see you there.